विष्णु शक्ति परा प्रोक्त्या क्षेत्रव्याख्या तथा परा अविद्या कर्म संज्ञा अन्य तृतीया शक्ति ऋषि. सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग अदर नाइट अबाउट दी थ्री प्रिंसिपल एनर्जीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड. There are multi energies, prasa shakti vividhai vasyate, sabhaviki jnana balakriyata. From Shruti, we understand that the Supreme Lord is full of potencies. Even we are a small particle of the Supreme Lord. Still, we are full of potencies. Just like you said today and tomorrow morning, by your own potency, the hair has again grown. We see actually things are happening. How it is happening, that we do know, even in our body. But it is a fact, it is happening, things are happening. That means deep mind potency. As soon as I leave this body, there will be no more hair growth. The potency is gone. So, as we are a small particle, mami mamsa jiva bhuta, jiva, the living entity is a very small part, 1/10,000 part of the top point of air. So, such a small particle, atomic particle of the Supreme Lord has got so much potentials. We see different varieties of life, different intelligence, all over the world. What is that? Potency. So if we have got so much potency, just imagine what Krishna, the Supreme Person, has got potency. So he has got potency. He is not nishakti. He has got shakti. Parasa shakti, vividhaiva shakti. Savabhiti jnanabha. Everything is happening on account of his potency, just like in your body. So many things are happening on account of potency. Similarly, the gigantic, universal form of the Lord, his potencies are working. Everything is happening. The tree is coming out, the fruit is coming out, the flower is coming out, the collar is painted, everything. Sabhaviti jnana valakya. Natasatajam karananta vidyate. He hasn't got to do anything personally. But his potencies are acting. Natasatajam karananta vidyate. Natasasama hudikasya jishyate. Nobody can be equal to him or greater than. Sama or sama urdha. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained that Krishna is asama aurdha. Nobody is greater than him and nobody is equal to him. For anyone who is claiming equal to him, they are less intelligent. They have no intelligence. Asama urdha. Natastha sama. Nobody is equal to him. Neither urdha. Krishna says, matta parataram nanya. Nobody is greater than me. Therefore God is great. If somebody is equal to him or greater than him, then he is not God. God is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. He is the original cause of everything. So he has got, he is working, the whole cosmic manifestation is exhibited by his potency. That is described here. Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta, that is spiritual potency. Originally, the God's potency, Krishna's potency, Chit Shakti, Sat Chit, Ananda. God is Sat, eternal, Chit, full of knowledge, and Anandamaya. Anandamaya Vyasa. You never see Krishna, Niranandamaya. Even if he is killing a demon, he is minded. That is also ananda. So, the potencies of God, Krishna, Vishnu, Vishnu Shakti Para, they are not these ordinary potencies, material potencies, spiritual potency. Vishnu Shakti Para Prukta Ketragya. Khetra means jiva. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetra, khetra, gya. The living soul is khetra, gya. And his body is khetra. Khetra, khetra, gya, jnana, tat jnanam, tat jnanam, vatam. If anyone understands what is this khetra and khetra, gya, and what is their relationship, Khetra Khetra Gayam Jnanam. That is Jnana. Not this material Jnana. That is spiritual Jnana. So, Khetra Jnana Katha Para. As God's potency is Para. Para and Apara. Originally, everything is Para. And Apara means forgetfulness. This material world, we forget Krishna. Therefore, it is called apara. But there is another para, that is spiritual potency. There is no forgetfulness of Krishna. Everyone is Krishna conscious. So if you become Krishna conscious, then immediately you become para. Kshetrajna asya tatha para. Immediately become para. Otherwise, you remain in the opera. Bhumi, Rahvana, Rabhayu, this material contamination. Khetra-gyasya-tathapara. Then what is this material potency? That is explained. Avidya, Parmasangya, Anya, Tritya, Satsirishati. In between, or besides this, para and opera, there is another shakti. That is avidya, ignorance, darkness. Avidya, karma sangha. And in this potency, everyone has to work, karma sangha. Without working, nobody can live here. You have to work. It is said that the lion is supposed to be the biggest animal. Very powerful. So, it is said in Hitopadesh, Nahi suptastha singhastha pravishanti mukhe mriga. Even if one is lion, if he thinks I am lion, let me sleep and the prey will automatically come within my mouth. No. That is not. You have to walk. Anyway, whatever you may be, you have to work. Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarira Jatra Pite Na Prasiddhe Kaparmana. This material world means everyone has to work. Otherwise he cannot live. Therefore it is called Karma Sangya. Karma Sangya. Anya. And Avidya. If I am part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna natasatajam karanam chalidyate, if Krishna has nothing to do, then I am also part and parcel. I also have nothing to do. Everything will be there, present. But that is our real constitutional position. We don't require to work. Everything is there for my enjoyment. But because we are now in this avidya, ignorance, this material darkness, therefore I have to work. Avidya karma sangha. Karma is meant for this materialistic person. Bhakta does not require to take to karma. Karma, jnana, yoga, nothing. These are all material. Karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti. There are four primary principles for spiritual realization. So, out of these four, karma, jnana, and yoga, they are all material. But bhakti is not material, that is spiritual. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes bhukti mukti siddhi kame sakali asanta. Krishna bhakta nishta atayev shanti. If you want shanti, then you have to become a devotee. Otherwise, jayatma asam prasidati. Sabai gumsana paro dharma, jato bhakti adhokkaji. Ohoi tuki aprasihata, jayatma asam prasidati. If you actually want peacefulness of your atma, then you have to learn bhakti adhokkaji. And this action cannot be checked. Of ahituki, if your bhakti is pure, without any motive. Bhakti means without any motive. Annadilasita sunnam, jnana karma anabritam, anupullena krishnanusudanam bhakti bhuttama. Bhakti has no adulteration. Simple, pure. Simply, I shall carry out the order of Krishna, as Arjuna did. That is pure devotee. He is not under the resultant action. Anasrita karma phalam, karjam karma karoti. One who does not expect the resultant action. For me, they are very much careful about getting the resultant action. I am working so hard, I must have some material profit. That is for me. Everyone in this material world, they are working so hard. Why? For some material profit. Therefore, they are asanta. Bhukti. Bhukti means sense enjoyment. So, bhukti, mukti, and siddhi, this is karmic jnani yogi. The karmis, they are expecting some good result. Material result, sense enjoyment, that is karmi. And jnani, he is thinking that material result has no profit. I have tried for it, but I could not get any profit out of it. Gotila janya, satsanga charitaino asate vilas, te karane lagila mor karma bandha phas. So, jnani means, when you understand, by acting on for fleeting leisure, actually I have not gained anything. That is jnani. One cannot get actually any good result. That is not possible. That is avgyan. So, jnani means one who understands that we cannot get any good result by this karma. So let me become one with God. That is, he does not know that is higher expectation. The kornis are trying to become a big man, very honorable man in the society, or minister, or president. But when he is baffled, This is also wanting something, Kurni. A Jnani, he wants to stop the small business. He wants to become one with God. Very more dangerous expectation. So that is Jnani. So they also cannot get peace because there is demand. Kurnis, they want something material, and Jnanis, tries to become one with the Supreme. Ekattam. Ekattam meaning we make differently. But the Jnani is Savijya Mukti, to become one with God. So, they cannot be happy also. Because there is want. If only they have got want, they want something. And here also there is want. A different type of want. Kurni wants some material leisure, immediate sense gratification. And here is also sense gratification. He is expecting something impossible. I want to become one with God. So they cannot also get peace. That is not possible. And yogi, they also wanting something. Siddhi, Astra Siddhi. Anima, Lagima, Gurima. Prapti, Siddhi, Isita, Basita. There are eight kinds of Siddhis. The yogis want to get these Siddhis and declare that he has become God. The same, like the Jain. People are hankering after if some yogi, some place, some yogic prakriya, magic, here is God. He does not see the wonderful magic which is going on throughout the whole universe. A simple magic captivates them. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita therefore says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kane Sakali Asanta. They cannot get peace. That is not possible. Krishna Bhakta Nishtam. Krishna Bhakta, he doesn't want it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at least teaches us. And that is it. Anna Vilasita Sunna. Zero. No Vilas. Anna Vilasita Sunna. Jnana Karmadana Britam. In the platform of Jnana, there is demand. I shall become one with God. And karma, there is demand. I must have that form of material happiness. Therefore, Jnana karma anabhita. Without any tinge of Jnana and karma, anna vilasita sunna, all material desires made zero, sunna. Then I become zero? No. That is your purity. When you are not contaminated by jnana, karma, yoga, that is your purity. And that purity, anukullina krishna anusilanam, simply always be ready to serve Krishna. Serve Krishna. Now where is Krishna? Yes, Krishna is there. It can serve. Krishna is present before you in his sound representation, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is absolute, and his words, what he has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, they are the same. Krishna's words and Krishna, they are not different. The material world means my words and me, we are different. But in the spiritual world, the words, the name, the form, the pastimes of Krishna, they are as good as Krishna. Therefore, if you discuss on the instruction of Krishna, like Bhagavad Gita, then you are immediately in touch with Krishna. Abhinna pyas nama nami. There is no difference. Anukullena Krishna anusilana. If you want to abide by the orders of Krishna, anusilana, Anushilavan means cultivation. Rewards are there. Rewards are not different from Krishna. So as soon as you take the work as it is, immediately associate with Krishna. Otherwise, you take the instruction of Guru, representative of Krishna. If you can please your Guru, Jasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasad. If you can please his representative, then you please him. So in this way, Krishna Anushilanam, that is our duty. Anupilena, Anupur, not Pratipur. There are two ways of acting, Anupur and Pratipur. If you act as I desire, that is Anupur. And if you act what I don't desire, that is Pratipur. So Krishna consciousness must be Anupur according to the desire of Krishna, as it is confirmed by Guru. That is Anupur. Favorable. And if you act musically, which Krishna does not desire, or the Guru does not desire, then it is Pratipur. So Anupulena Krishna Anushilanam, that is Bhakti. So, here it is said, Avidya Karma Sangha Anna Sitya Sakti Rishvati. This material energy is full of ignorance, avidya. And Karma Sangha. Here you have to work hard. But if you become devotee, then there is no need of working hard. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. Then Krishna takes charge. Krishna takes charge. Krishna has taken charge of everyone. But especially, yotum bhajanti maam pritya kesu temi. Those are devotees. For them, special care. Here, we are careless. Nobody is taking, materialistic person, they are working in their own capacity that I shall become happy in this way, I shall become happy in this way. And therefore entangling, committing so many sinful activities. And he is not becoming happy, more and more unhappy. Karma mandha. Nartam Das Thakur says, Satasanga chari kaino asate bilas. Te karane lagila mor karma bandha phas. If we don't take to Krishna consciousness, if we act independently, then the result will be that we shall be entangled in the laws of karma. Laws of karma means karmanadayo netrena jantar deho upapatti. By karma, we are creating another body, next body. That we do not know. Karma, according to my karma, karmana dayunastra, supervised, decided by the higher authority, you have done like this, you must get this body. Automatically. Automatically. Karanam gunasangasta, sagasat janma junishu. Everything is going on. Prasite kriyamanani gunai karmani. If you don't like or like, it doesn't matter. If you have infected some disease which you don't like, that will not save you because you don't like. You must have to suffer from that disease. That is the law of nature. But that we do not know. We are acting independently. That is not possible. Therefore it is called avidya. Avidya means rascals. They are acting independently without knowing that there is overseer. There is the supreme seer. He is sitting within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. Bhavayam sarvabhutani janta rudhani maya. Now Ishara is seeing. You cannot do anything. Secretly, that is not possible. He is saying, according to your karma, the next body is offered. Karmana daivanatrena. Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyesho. He is saying, ही विटनेस अनुमंता उपदृष्टा ही सीन एवरीथिंग उपदृष्टा सो ही इज आस्किंग द मटेरियल नेचर नाउ दिस लिविंग एंटिटी wanted to act like this, to give him this body. Devanetrema. So you get a body, jantra, this body is jantra, machine. You are set down on a machine. And Rama and Sarvabhutani, sometimes you are in nice body. Nothing is nice, but everybody will die. So there cannot be anything nice. It may be the duration of life little more. A dog's duration of life less than man's duration of life. That may be. But nobody is going to live forever. That is not possible. So, this is anitta, this body, daivana trena, by the order, prakriti, ishara sarvabhutanam vidyeshe arjuna tisthati, brahmayam sarvabhutani. Sarvabhutani, all living entities are wondering. Wondering not only here, there are so many planets, so many up and down situations. So we are wondering within this universe, within this material world, sometimes in good body, sometimes in bad body. This is our life. Avidya, karma sangha, anya. Under the influence of this material image, on account of our ignorance, we are submitted to the laws of material nature. Prakriti, kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvas, ahankara vimura. Yes. He's thinking, I am independent, I am now this, I am now that. Avidya karma sangha. Brahman sarva bhutani, everything you find this. So, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimura. This ahankara, that I am independent, this ahankara is making you obliged to accept different types of body in different condition of life within the universe. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabhadanavatar. This is very, very kind incarnation. Rupa Goswami accepted him. Nomo Mahamadana, Krishna Prema Pradaya. So, he teaches, Ei Rupe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jis. Under this Avidya Karma Sangha, Titya Shakti, material energy, we are wondering throughout the whole universe. This kind of thing. So, ei rupe brahmanda bhumite kono bhagyavan jeev. So, one who takes Krishna consciousness, bhagyavan jeev. Not the good bhagyavan jeev. Mandasmanda matayu manda bhagya. Those who are unfortunate, they cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kono bhagyavan jeev. Kono means somebody. That is also not all. That is confirmed by Krishna. Manushanam sahasre su kaschidyatuti siddha. Out of many, many millions of persons, one wants to become perfect as Bhagavan. And jatatama visiddhanam kaschidyatimam tattata. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Kono bhagavaneji, not always, not the mandabhagya. Sobhagavan. Ei rupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Guru and Krishna. Two persons favor. Guru and Krishna. So Krishna is asking to become a guru, everyone. Everyone become a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Amar agyai guru haiya. তার এই দেশ যারে দেখো তারে কহ কৃষ্ণ উপদেশ। আমার আজ্ঞায় গুরু হয়ে চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ শেষ, বিকজ চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ মহাবদান অবতার, মোস্ট ম্যাগনিফিসেন্ট ইনকার্নেশন টু রিক্লেম অল দি ফলেন সোলস। এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভূমিতে কোন ভগবানজি, তো দি গুরুজ বিজনেস ইজ টু মেক এভরি ওয়ান এ ভাগ্যবান ফর্চুনেট, দ্যাট ইজ গুরুজ বিজনেস। The Guru's business is that form of sympathy that one can give Krishna consciousness if he is fortunate. The Guru's labor, Guru's activity is how to make people fortunate. That is one. Because without being fortunate, one cannot understand Krishna. And without Krishna consciousness, he cannot be relieved from this avidya karma sangha shakti. Material nature. Therefore, it is the business of Guru to make everyone fortunate. So, how he can make everyone fortunate? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I said, that Amar Agnaya Guru. You follow the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. First of all, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurava. You just take their mercy. Then you become Guru. And then what is your business? This business is Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. So, then, Guru Krishna, Guru makes the people fortunate. And then, the people become Krishna conscious. And then he becomes fortunate. This is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is advised to become Guru, especially those who are born in India. They can easily take the Krishna consciousness movement because in the blood there is Krishna consciousness on account of taking birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Jaa, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropota. This is business. So, every Indian is expected to take this Krishna consciousness movement and spread it outside India. There are many people who are hankering after it. It is the duty of every Indian to, first of all, get himself out of this classes of avidya karma sangha, ignorance, and whole day and night working like hogs and dogs. One has to become free from this clutches of maya. Then he must undergo tapasya. There is no difficulty. This tapasya is that we have to give up the four principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gas. This is tapasya. It is not that you have to go to the forest or Himalayan mountain and enter into a cave and place your nose and... No, that is not possible. You simply practice, wherever you are, you simply practice this tapasya. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meeting. Then you become perfect. Tapo dibbam putra kajina suddheta satya. This tapasya, can we do that? We can do it very easily. It is not said, no sex. But no illicit sex. That is very simple. Therefore, one has to get himself married. That is allowed. But no illicit sex. No meat eating. Why one should eat meat? There are so many nice things given by Krishna. So many fruits, so many nice food grains, we can eat many palatable dishes mixed with milk. Take milk from the cows. Therefore Krishna advises, go raksha. Without milk, you will reach all rubbish things like hogs and dogs. And your life will be spoiled. Everything is there, practical. But avidya on account of our ignorance, foolishness, rashness, we are avoiding this Krishna possess and suffer. Be safe from suffering and be happy by Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.